I'm Mark Simich. You're listening to Studio One, and live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, Bedroom Shrine.
This song's called Celebrations.
That's Bedroom Shrine live on Studio One tonight from Davenport. Thanks for coming all the way to Cedar Falls to do this tonight.
Thank you for asking us to be here.
My pleasure. Tell us a bit, Johnny is speaking right now. Tell us a bit about how the band got started. Maybe introduce members of the band.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and introduce everyone. Over here on my left, bass player, AJ Landman. Rhythm guitar, Bambi Suits. The man with the plan and the snare drum of Bob Dorr, Dennis Hockaday. And then our friend Travis Williams is going to join us in a little bit on the lap steel.
What, did Bob have a garage sale or something?
Well, Dennis might have forgotten his snare drum.
Oh, I see.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Bob is from the Quad Cities originally.
I'm not sure.
I think he is. So
very
I thought
cool.
Maybe, you know, you found his old snare drum in a closet somewhere, and,
right.
You know, it'd be one of those, it's fate, you know. But anyway, thanks a lot, Bob. All right, well, so you've been around, you've been together as a band for, what, about 3 years?
That's about right, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
How'd this thing get started?
Well, AJ and myself, we started jamming. I think Bambi was playing rhythm. Weren't you playing some kind of drums, floor tom, snare drum? And we were just kind of messing around with a couple songs. And then Dennis and I had another band, and we were on tour together, and we were coming back, driving across the country, and we were like, oh, we should start playing together in a new band. And I said, well, you know, I got a couple songs with these guys at home. Let's just jump in, and it just happened, you know? It's good.
Well, we're glad it did, and let's hear some more from Bedroom Shrine.
Just to get next to you, you can hide.
Next song we're going to play is called Protector. This is one of the first songs that we learned as a band together. We're also going to be welcomed by our friend Travis Williams of Bettendorf.
One, two.
That's Bedroom Shrine here on Studio One, and we're going to have more from the band in 1 minute. Stay tuned. Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in Studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Pond.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Welcome back to Studio One. Tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, the Davenport, Iowa band Bedroom Shrine is here. And I know you've got a festival date coming up here soon. Tell us about that, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. Next Sunday, we're going to be playing at the Maximum Ames Festival. It's very cool. They asked us to play, and we're playing a label showcase for our label Cartouche Records. And also on the bill is the Multiple Cat of Davenport and Christopher the Conqueror from, where's he from, Ames?
I think Des Moines.
Yeah. So it's a cool bill. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're playing at the Iowa Music Center, I think it's called. It's a little record store of only Iowa music. So we're pretty stoked on that.
Any other dates coming up you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we've got a local gig. I believe it's the 19th of October at Rostock's with Guy Blakesley. He had a really cool band called Entrance Band. So we're really excited to do that too.
All right. Sounds good. Let's have some more from Bedroom Shrine.
This one's called Gold Souvenirs.
Shoulder and tore out the seams, and oh, This next song's called I Dread the Night. Play a newer song that's not on the record. It's called Rosemary, and we'll probably start recording some newer songs this winter. Yeah.
That's Bedroom Shrine on Studio One with a new song, not on the new record. The debut album from Bedroom Shrine, it's called No Deja Vu. It's been out now for a few months. Congratulations on that, by the way. It sounds great, and we've been playing it, and it's great to hear there's a new one in the works. And you mentioned your label a few minutes ago, Cartouche Records.
Right, that's correct.
Tell us about your association with that label.
Yeah, Cartouche is a record out of the Quad Cities that Bob and Jason started. Bob owns a record store, and Jason's a guy in town that books at a venue. And, you know, they've been around for a while. They know good music, and they just started a record label. They like this. We had this record done, you know, for a few months, and couldn't really find anybody to put it out. We didn't really know what we were going to do. And these guys came along. They had a copy, and, you know, they wanted to start a record label and have our release be the one to kick it off. So I'm really excited that they decided to do that. It's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, Quad Cities is a interesting music area, I think. You got Day Trotter there, and, you know, the ghost of Big Spider Beck is around, I suppose,
right.
Somewhere in the area.
Yep.
What else is happening in the Quad Cities these days?
The Quad Cities is really coming up. I mean, we finally have a great record store. We've had record stores before, but nothing real great, you know. And we do have a great record store now, thanks to Bob. We've got a bunch of little boutiques popping up, vintage clothing stores. You know, it seems like people are really coming back to the Quad Cities. The people that moved away to Chicago or Minneapolis to find something cooler, they didn't want to stick around. And those of us who stayed, you know, we help build this thing up forever, bringing bands to town, just doing our thing. Everybody's doing their thing, and just it's all just coming together finally.
Excellent. Well, let's hear some more from Bedroom Shrine.
I'm going to play a couple solo. This song's called Cash for Gold. This next one is called White Highway. This one's for anyone driving along the highway. My way, riding through the white highway. And as my vision swayed, it got worse along the way. Straight as an arrow. Crooked like a joke. The day was getting late, riding through the white highway. A flicker in the haze, get me well. Straight as an arrow, but crooked like a joke that I've been told. It shakes like a rattle down to my soul. How could I have known? It would appeal to me with a head full of fire when my brain was dead. And it just gets worse when your days are cursed and you can't get them back. This next song is called It's Your Thing. Travis will come back to help me out on this one. And this is a song that Travis and I, well, Travis hasn't recorded yet, but I started recording in the Quad Cities with our friend Ian, who is the sound guy at our venue, Rostock. So our friend Julie Byrne was in town. I had to get her vocals on this, so started to lay it down. Thank you.
for you. All the life I knew.
Johnny Clooney there along with Travis Williams on the lap steel, and it's Bedroom Shrine tonight on Studio One. We're going to have one more in just a moment. Again, you can catch Bedroom Shrine at the Maximum Ames Festival this coming weekend, one of the bands appearing there in Ames. Also, the new record, No Deja Vu, is out now on the Cartouche Records label. And I'd like to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also, thanks to Tony Daner. Thanks to Bob Dorr for the loan of the snare drum. Couldn't have done it without you. I'm Mark Simmet, and a reminder that tomorrow night we'll have J.E. Sunday, another Cartouche Records artist appearing right here in Cedar Falls for a live set. And before we hear that last one, Bedroom Shrine, I got to ask you about the band name. I know there's a song called Bedroom Shrine. Mark Almond, was that the inspiration for the...
No.
You know, I thought that was a stretch, really.
Well, I looked it up before... We decided to call the band that, and I saw that song, and I was kind of set on it. It didn't matter to me. I listened to the song, though, and yeah, there's no connection.
So it wasn't such a great song that you said, if I ever have a band, I'm going to name it after this song. That would be
right.
Have to be quite a song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a great band name, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Very rock and roll name when you really think about it, you know, bedroom.
Right.
Recording in your bedroom shrine. I mean, it works.
You got it.
So
you got it. You got the vibe.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you so much.